kicked it through their uprights. I mean,
well, one of their players signaled like it was good, like a, you know, like he kicked a field goal. I'm wondering if they thought that it was worth 3 points.
It's not.
Here's Tolson with the kickoff from the north 40-yard line. It pushes Thompson back into the end zone for a touchback, and the Hornets will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
Now, I'll tell you when it does count is after a fair catch. You say you get a bad kick or something, you fair catch it, and you're in field goal range, you have the option of a free kick, which if you kick it as a place kick, it counts 3 points kicked through the uprights.
But I see.
There's another situation you can do on a safety.
Here's the Hornets, first and 10 from their own 20 at the south end of the football field. Lewis takes the snap, counter pitches back to Guy Vincent. Vincent, all himself, gets it way out into the secondary of Lafayette, and he's finally brought down at the 35. Another first down picked up by the Hornets. Guy Vincent on the tackle that time, or on the carry, doing a good job as the junior. Wesley Rogers was on the tackle for Lafayette. That was all him, Butch.
That was. Nice job by Vincent to pick up the first down and good yardage on the play. Picked up almost 15 yards.
Plummer, Hatfield, Vincent in the backfield. Straight T formation, strong line to the right. Counter pitch goes to Hatfield. Guess what? Tolson bringing Hatfield down. A loss of about at least 5 to 6 yards on that play for the Hornet offense. So it turns out it was a first and 10 from the Hornet 35. It's now going to bring up a second and 15 for the Hornets at their own 30. 5 minutes remains, third quarter. Chillicothe trails it 33-7. Lewis breaks huddle with his Hornet teammates. Thompson will be wide to the left. Vincent wide to the right. Hatfield, Plummer split in the backfield. On second down from the 30 of the Hornets, Lewis goes back to pass, throws the ball into the turf in the direction of Alex Thompson. Lewis laying on his back in the turf as he was hit as he released that ball by the nose tackle of Lafayette.
That's going to bring up a third down and 13 here as the clock stops on the incompleted pass with 4:39 to go. Chillicothe trailing now by a score of 33-7.
Blake Stevens will be wide to the left. Alex Thompson and Hatfield wide to the right. Plummer's in the backfield with Lewis, who's in shotgun formation, perhaps to give him some more time. He has to throw. He's scrambling. He throws at midfield. Incomplete pass. Tim Nelson batted the ball away, actually almost intercepted the pass. And Butch, Tim Nelson is not only is he a high-potent offensive weapon, but he's a great defender. He's already had 2 interceptions this year. He returned 1 75 yards for a touchdown against Odessa, and another interception he returned 45 yards for a touchdown against St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc. Stevens now is in punt formation for the Hornets, standing back at his own 20. Here's the punt, end-over-end kick that's going to just bounce out of bounds near the Lafayette 30-yard line, but the referee's marching upfield, and he's going to say it actually went out of bounds at the 34 of Lafayette. And so Lafayette will have it on offense once again, first and 10 at their own 34 with 4:23 remaining third quarter, and Chillicothe trailing it 33-7.
The referee was marching over there like the Yodley guy again, and marking. Oh, my. Anyway, Lafayette's got the ball at their own 34-yard line. And once again, Chillicothe just has got to stop Lafayette if they have any hope at all right here.
DJ Adams is into the ball game at a right wide receiver position as Nelson takes the snap and hands off to the fullback, Allen. And he is slung down by Plummer at the 31 of Lafayette, a loss of 4 yards.
Yeah, that's a big play there by the Hornet defense to throw Lafayette for a loss as the clock continues to run. We got 3:50 to go in the third quarter. And I'm not sure what's going on now.
Well, I know one thing. Plummer's not giving up yet. He's still fighting out there, as is Guy Vincent. Timeout is called by Lafayette. Their first one of this second half. Out of a St. Joe Lafayette Fighting Irish timeout. Lafayette has the ball, second and 13 at their own 30-yard line at the north end of the football field. They lead this game 33-7 over the Hornets in Chillicothe's homecoming game. DJ Adams, Kenny Grant, Ian Tolson, and the fullback, Jacob Allen, will all be wide to the right. Another receiver is wide to the left. Here's the pass by Tim Nelson out to Tolson in the right flats. Tolson turns upfield, 30, 35, 40 he goes, and he's out of bounds at the Lafayette 40-yard line. Still short of the first down is Ian Tolson. Butch, I tell you what, that Tolson, he's already ready for Division I, don't you think?
He is. He's a specimen.
Blake Stevens on the tackle of Tolson.
Yeah, they Lafayette doesn't do their height and weight, but he is a very well put together young man. I'd guess he'd be about 6'4 or 5. Probably weighs over 200 pounds and very, very athletic.
Kenny Grant will be wide to the right. Travis Webster wide to the left also is DJ Adams wide to the left. Here's Nelson with the carry. Crosses the line of scrimmage up to the Lafayette 45. He has the first down. Now he's finally pushed down into the turf at the 48 of Lafayette, but not before Nelson picks up another first down for the Fighting Irish. Nelson's helmet came off as he goes back to the huddle. Zach Douglas was in on the tackle along with Austin Hatfield. Just no life right now here at the stadium, Butch. We need to get these fans up. I don't know if we need to go back into the 1970s and have one of the, have a streaker run by or something to wake everybody up.
Better to wake them up.
All right, yeah. Ian Tolson will be wide to the right. Double wing formation in the backfield. Kenny Grant gets the call this time, going around the left side, crosses midfield. Then he's stopped from behind by number 50, Wilkerson. Grant did a lot of running there, but only picked up about 2 yards on that first down carry. They're actually going to say his forward progress got him into Hornet territory down to the 49, so it'll bring up a 2nd and 7 for the Fighting Irish with 2:40 remaining third quarter, and the Hornets trailing at 33-7.
Mark, you're talking about the crowd getting fired up. That is such an important part of football is the crowd enthusiasm, and we don't have it tonight. I'll just be real honest about it.
Adams and Webster wide to the left. Grant wide to the right. Here's Nelson on the keeper. Crosses the line of scrimmage, gets to the Chillicothe 45, is knocked out of bounds at about the 41, 42-yard line. The first down marker went falling to the turf, but I think he's going to be short by about 2 yards. Alex Thompson on the tackle for the Hornets. They're actually going to mark it back to the Hornet 45. So it'll bring up a 3rd and 3 for Lafayette at Chillicothe's 45-yard line. The clock stopped with Nelson going out of bounds. 2:15 remains here in the third.
Well, Lafayette's taking its time again, and the play clock runs, although the play clock's not working here at the stadium, but They've got to be taking very close 25 seconds.
Two backs in the backfield with Nelson. One of those is Talton. Talton gets the call. He's got the first down and more. He's at the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, DeAndre Talton. DeAndre Talton, the first Lafayette Fighting Irish football player to score a touchdown tonight other than Tim Nelson. And that makes the score Lafayette 39. And Chillicothe 7 with 2:04 remaining third quarter. Jordan Burton will be in to attempt the point after. Sollers will be doing the holding chores once again for Burton. Burton's ready. Here's the snap. Put down nicely. Here's the kick. It is short once again. Something's happened to Jordan Burton. He's missed his last two. He was kicking them really nice prior to the last two. But nonetheless, Lafayette has a commanding 39-7 lead over the hometown Hornets with 2:04 remaining in the third.